Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard and weekly pay, produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
And it's good morning from the concrete gang, 3CR, 855 on the AM dial, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. And here we are.
9.30 possibly.
9.30, could be 10, I don't know, but we're here.
It's 10 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah. Well,
that's it.
Yeah. We've made it through another week, it was touch and go for a while there, but we've got our three trees here.
Morning everyone, how are we?
Good morning, good, brother. Good morning.
And the shadow. The shadow.
Morning, fellas.
Southeast shadow, a.k.a. known as the Southeast Mute.
That's back.
It. That's it. Three he's words back. Today. I'll say three words.
Oh, wow. It's been another big week, hasn't it? We've had leadership spills, royal commissions.
Melbourne's where it's at.
Yeah.
Melbourne is where it is at.
100%, mate.
We've had about three or four, and we'll just throw another royal commission and not one person charged. Waste hundreds of millions of dollars.
Exactly. Yeah. How many schools could that be? Could be built? You know what I mean? How many hospitals could be upgraded? How many roads?
Plenty of things that money could be spent
could
on.
Could be fixed.
It's sure. Purely just a political grab, vote grab coming up. You know, like, it's just... And if we're the biggest problem in Australia today, I think we're going pretty well.
They need,
never mind all these home invasions and bloody shops getting burnt down. And it's not the shops, the people live above the shops.
Yeah, that's right. Burnt down. Or the neighbouring, the shops next to them.
Yeah, that's right.
These tobacco shops.
Oh, mate. Yeah, but that we're the biggest issue.
Yeah.
Because 15 billion.
Yeah, and people want you allegedly. To go, and people want you to go to the police and that there and talk to. As if there was any confidence there.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
You know what I mean? Houses getting burnt down.
Well, they're leaving in their droves, the police.
Don't blame them.
That's right. Them and the fireys. They haven't had a pay rise in 5 years.
Teachers, too.
Teachers. Are they going out again this Tuesday?
I think they're going out. Yeah, they're going out. Come on, good on them.
Yeah.
Having a dip, mate. Having a dip.
Don't take the status quo. Go for what you can get.
100%.
That's how bad we're going. They don't even want us at their rallies.
Nah, I'll tell you now, the rank and file do.
Yeah, I know.
The leadership might not want us there, but the rank and file do.
We went last time in Campo and myself, we got a good reception, so it was
good.
It was good. Mate, we used to always go, the nurses, mate, everything back
one in all in, is that not what we're unionism's all
about?
I think
we should all just turn up and show our support anyway if we can on the Tuesday.
Oh, mate, I know a lot of teachers. Same with the nurses. The nurses, rank and file, have a lot of respect for the construction workers, CFMU members, and union as a whole. Just because someone's leader doesn't like it doesn't mean you have to hate that person.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean? We're not a cult. You know what I mean?
As much as they'd like to make us one.
100%. You know what I mean? We're not sheep.
It's been a big week. What's been happening?
It's been happening, like you said, Royal Commission. So it's been announced into the construction sector. At least that's what he said right now. Mm. They're not too sure what the terms of reference is going to be on that.
Yep.
Which, look, I mean... I don't know what anybody else's opinion of the Royal Commission wouldn't bother me. Because the reality of it is, it's going to come out and it'll probably expose a lot of what all these builders have done, all these crooked subbies and all these other people at, in government at the top end, you know what I mean?
If it is a royal construction or just the CFMEU.
Tells me it's not going to be a fair you know, call. What Royal Commission has been for us, let's be honest. You know what I mean? If we look in the past, the Royal Commission's Terry Cole and the Dyson Hayden. You know what I mean? They were Liberal appointed federal ones, but at the same time, this is one appointed by Labour. Right. If Labour are truly what they say they are, you know what I mean? They're from rank and five people from the unions, that they don't make it into the construction sector and make the terms of reference to include everybody.
Yeah, I know. That's,
you know what I mean? Not just to see if MEU.
Well, at the end of the day, we don't employ anyone.
100%.
We don't go on the tender list. We don't hand out the contracts.
100%. Exactly. So, we don't value the jobs.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Do you know, I was talking to the Shadow about this just before we came on air, and we were talking about all these Westgate Tunnel, Metro Tunnel, whatever are these big infrastructure jobs you can pick, and the way the money has to, you know, the contractors are going, oh, we haven't got enough money to finish it. Yep. So the government comes in, tops it up.
Yep.
If this was a school...
I know,
or a hospital, or anything there, the builder would be made to
work. The builder has to honour their build.
Your price is what you're, and that is it. Anything after that is on you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So why are these people any different?
Just cost plus.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Remember they were meant to use Australian steel, a certain amount of Australian steel. They got it from China, got it out of the containers. Yep. It was all covered in lead paint.
Yep.
So is that our fault as well?
Correct. Yeah. Or the doors, they brought the door jams and all that in for the Westgate Tunnel.
Full of asbestos
in the doors.
Full of asbestos.
Jesus, like,
that's
how
good we're going.
But like and that's what we're saying. Like, you know, it's not even for the tendering process for the builders and that there. You know what I mean? They're getting screwed on what's a screw roughly worth 40 to 50 million, depending on which type of screw we're talking about. And if they came in late on that, the government will bail up.
That's right. It is what it is.
You know what I mean?
That's what contracts are for.
But these, you know, multinationals are out building these roads. They come in late. They're like, well, pay up. We want more money.
And they give it to them.
Anyone else would just be told to go forth and multiply. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's the realities.
Go forth and multiply.
So like I said, the terms of reference are very important to see who... I took that one from the ostrich. Aussie ostrich. Terms of reference are pretty important.
100%.
Obviously, if it's a blanket thing across the construction sector, I'm on for it.
Yeah, that's
me
right.
too.
Because you know what, I'm pretty confident we'll come out smelling roses, like. But a lot of these other multinationals that are all out on these big jobs, and some of these superintendents, some of these, you know, project managers will all be sweating right now. Mm. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Who's got their little buddy companies on the jobs? Who's got their side button hustles happening?
Clothing.
You know what I mean?
Clothing companies.
Clothing. Certain bosses on the tunnel.
Yep.
Sexually harassing members on there. You know what I mean? Stuff like that there. That'll all come out.
Through jet skis popped up in shipping containers.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Caravans being bought for people. You know what I mean? Yep. So
hopefully it all comes
to light.
For sure.
Yeah, but we'll swiftly move on from that subject.
Yeah.
Obviously this week we had our monthly branch meet as well.
Yes.
Which was a pretty big attendance. I was there myself. And look, we had Lisa Zanata give a great
He's not dead.
I was going to say eulogy.
A bit of a this is your life.
A bit of this is your life about Adam Olsen, who was obviously he left us last week. And Adam got up himself, had a bit of a chat, just sort of spoke about what happened to him and why he was punted and stuff like that there. But the reality of it is, he's a working class man and he's going, you know, he's done the right thing. He left with his head held high and he's back on the tools. He's just another rank and file member. Rank and file he started, rank and file he's gone back to.
Doing his best in a harsh environment.
Exactly right. God love the bloke.
That's right.
For all his failures.
Right,
just ask the gorilla.
The concrete doctor sent in a thing about Conrock again, you know, using their heavies to stand over them when they're trying to get in the job. No trailers, not registered. Same shit still going on there, you know.
Conrock, yeah.
Conrock.
That trailer.
Conrock. It really sounds like a shit business. I'm a con.
Yeah.
Conrock.
Let's call it con.
It, yeah. the job out of Dandenong, GRC Buxton job, who they engaged for the precaster. When we were talking last week about the truck and trailer, the driver just bolted. Apparently, they came back and the trailer was gone in the dark of night. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, they are. He reckons that they're virtually eating silica dust like vitamins.
Oh, my God.
It's out of control.
I will say WorkSafe came out and obviously eventually concurred at the job site with the state of the trailer.
So, hopefully, they've gone to the yard and followed up there because it's a shit show, I believe. And
it is, mate. It's not good enough.
Vanvis is doing his best out there.
Yeah. And then what's, I mean, but if it wasn't for Alex and Nick and all that, there.
Hey, what about,
where are these regulators? They're doing nothing.
Weebill put a speed camera in on their job, did they?
Nah, it was, it was on, it's on the CPB on the Eastern Freeway. CPB.
On the site. Job,
on the site.
Yeah, right.
Poking over the fence. Yeah, allegedly it's been put in by the Transport Victoria and Vita.
So who gets, I'd love to know who gets the, the funds.
Yeah.
You know?
Apparently it's a point-to-point camera, it's a seatbelt camera, it's a speed camera, obviously, and what's the other
phone.
One? Phone camera.
All in one.
Is it?
All in one.
That's
handy. So there's one at Tram Road and then the other one at Springvale Road, and it apparently it pings you as you go through.
Oh, keep the Waze on. Yeah. Waze is the best thing ever.
Yep,
100%.
Stay off your phone if you're in the area.
That's right, but
collaborators everywhere.
Yeah, I'd love to know who's getting the funds out of it.
100%. But also talking about the North East Link, that whole package as a whole, I see their the tunnel boring machine came in, came through the wall there.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, it came
wrong
in
spot.
No, it came through, but no one's pointed out that it came in like months behind the other one that poked through the wall a couple of weeks ago. Remember, they were all down there, the Labour Party, they're all down there doing their, oh, hey, look at this here, how good's that? But no one's asking why that one didn't come through. Maybe it was because when it was coming through the trench, before it engaged the walls, it went a little bit too deep.
Too deep.
And didn't have enough trajectory to get back up.
Didn't have enough oomph to get up.
So they had to spend more money
excavating
out all the soil, putting down concrete,
making it higher,
making it a proper thing so they could skid the tunnel bore machine to the wall. And apparently it took a long time. Yeah. And I was talking to one of the blokes at the time when this happened, who's running down there, and he says every day that doesn't move, that tunnel bore machine isn't spinning, is $1 million.
There you go.
Yeah. So when we talk about government waste and we talk about all this here, what's that waste 100%. Right there? You know what I mean? Yeah. Who are they going to blame for that one?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're none of our subbies on those machines.
That's right. We don't look after them. But I tell you what, it was our subbies come in and fixed it. Don't you worry about that.
There you go.
And then you look up into Queensland, you got Jared Bligh. I was laughing the other day. He did this red tape thing where he was like, we've cut the government red tape, we're building more apartments, we're building all this here, and we've got rid of the CFMU tax.
He says,
look at this housing project, we're going to get it going, no CFMU tax, none of this. Who's the builder?
Yeah, that's right.
Hutchies. EBA builder.
Good EBA builder.
Good EBA builder in there doing it. I tell you what, you couldn't write this. This is satire. Really couldn't. You know what I'm saying?
We've cut the state's open for building without the CFMEU. Look at us go.
And then our brother from Queensland was down the other week at the delegates meeting. He was saying nearly every builder on the tender list is
for the stadium.
Is an EBA.
Yeah, is an EBA.
Tier ones.
Yeah, that's right.
So, and like he said, if they're planning on building this infrastructure without the CFMEU,
good luck to
good them. Good fucking luck.
They're already coming back from a mile behind. Not even design, nothing, you know?
Nothing, mate. And it's like most of these jobs, unrealistic time frame, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what do they need to get an unrealistic time frame?
Well,
the workers willing to do the hours, the workers willing to do the night shifts, the day shifts, the average shifts.
Let's see if they're quoted properly.
I doubt it. Yeah. I seriously doubt it.
I know.
They'll be all, we'll have it in at this time, have it in at this time. But by the time it's all done, they won't be in office anymore.
They'll be retired
to some cushy gig doing
on the
whatever it is.
100%.
Probably on the board of one of our buddy super funds or something.
One of our
funds. Anyway, is what it is. That's the lovely Queensland.
We better cut to a track.
Yep.
And what have we got? Bob Marley.
Good track, mate.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for
for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth.
Bit of Bob Marley.
Great song,
that.
Boys. Great song.
Good pick, Three Trees.
Hoop, I didn't pick it, mate. Southeast Shadow came in. Yeah.
Get up, stand up, feel
bit
the
rhythm,
right.
Boys.
Huh? Bit of rhythm, bit of rhythm.
We need a bit of that going on there, don't we?
It's uplifting.
Yeah.
Makes me want to get up and fight.
What's been going on in the demo world? Any big jobs coming up?
There's a bit coming up. I was at that SRL in Box Hill.
Oh, that's going to come to a halt. That's done.
That's a block.
Might as well walk away from that. He pulled the pin on it.
Delta in there doing a bit of demo, so they're just starting to.
Grass, man. Tell you what, I was talking to a couple of boys on one of the infrastructure jobs yesterday, and he was talking about the work, and he goes, you know, everyone wants to sit and bag, you know, the government and all that there, and I'm not going to be the one who fucking gives
it.
But a lot of this government work,
it's
keeping us going, and like, you know, if you listen to all these people on the outside, like Pauline Hanson and all that there, they're not going to invest in any infrastructure.
That's right.
The Liberal Party don't invest in any infrastructure. Look at the infrastructure up in Queensland, like we said before, they're trying to keep us out. They're struggling, but they're trying to keep us out. You know
the
I mean?
Railway crossings.
Well, yeah, the level crossings. How far behind were we then?
Oh,
right,
mate.
It shows how far behind
we
were.
Originally, it was only meant to be 50 level crossings. I think we're close to 90 now.
Just keep them going.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
That's it.
The Liberals want to put them back.
They want to bring them back.
That's their big build.
There's a big demo job in South Bank, isn't there?
Yeah.
Who's doing that?
Man Group.
Still Queensbury Hotel.
Yeah.
A few memories in there, boys.
Been there forever.
I think my old man punched up a few people in there one time.
Yeah.
I reckon I went flying down those stairs a couple of times.
Yeah. Isn't that a ritual? That was the only way you could get in if you got punched up.
Reminds me of back in the 21st century, thrown down those stairs a few times.
Oh, mate. Early openers, straight in there.
Yeah.
Nah, well, that's good, man.
Nah, the more demos are coming, that means there's more work coming up as well, hopefully.
Yeah, 100%. So. Footscray Hospital, the old Footscray Hospital.
Oh, they're going to start demoing that too.
They're going to demo the new one. That's how long it took to build.
Yeah, no, there's a bit going on.
What are they doing with that once it's demoed?
I'm not too sure.
Oh,
I'm
come on, mate.
Sure. Half 2 years.
Oh,
2 year demo. 2 year demo. How big is it? Oh, yeah.
Azzy in the ground.
Yeah, you're right.
It's been an era where there was Azzy was the best thing going around.
Used to smoke it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, according to some of these multinationals, it's still the best thing going around. So they keep importing it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, let's bring more into the country.
Yeah. Well, speaking of infrastructure jobs, I was on Baronia Station upgrade yesterday.
Yeah.
Me and the brother Schmitz. And now we were down there wielding a little bit of what would we call it? Assistance. Assistance. But
Was it welcomed?
Eventually it was, yeah. It's never welcomed at the start, is it really?
No.
You know? Like anything, people need a kick in the ass. So remember, we don't work in the rain.
Yep.
Rain time is what it is.
What it is.
You know what I mean? People talk about critical works and all this shit. Yeah. Critical works is the task doing now.
Yep,
when it's done, it's done. Yeah. It doesn't involve...
If you're stuck in a concrete...
It doesn't involve you have an occupation on a railway line. It doesn't involve the road outside.
Do you know what I mean?
So, yeah. Well, we're just good down there giving a bit of education to the Ishionia people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they would have loved it.
It was good. Members were happy to see us. Members were happy to see us. Had a good laugh with a lot of them. You know? But that's another... That job itself's worth 60 mil, I think. This Royal Commission's going to be 100 million to begin with. So there's another, that's a station upgrade right there.
For sure.
Two possibly, and a school. Depending how much you want to, you know, thin it out.
Thinner,
but yeah.
That's what
it is. Another project delivered by the CFMEU. That's all I'll say. My friends. How's the builder, remember the Kew Aquatic Centre?
Yes.
So they're saying someone got fined over that.
Yeah,
that's
$400. It was interesting. Someone got fined $400,000.
$400,000
for the collapse of that structure.
Yeah. Which is that job still going?
It's still going.
Yeah. They had to demo the whole lot again.
Yeah. That's still rectifying it.
It was cheap Chinese steel, I reckon.
Now that was just for it was no one hurt, right?
No,
it was bad in itself.
Thank God.
And it was bad in itself. And then, but we had a worker killed in Box Hill.
And the other one that swallowed all the concrete.
Yeah.
Virtually in a wheelchair. His lungs are stuffed as well. All in one. And what did they get for?
$400,000.
$400,000.
That's what they think, yeah. A Korean company gets fined $400,000.
Yeah. This is the same company that had a crane blow over and stopped the whole of Richmond.
Yep, correct, correct. So, and then actually this week we stopped them. They were up trying to do a crane tie. The Clark Cranes were trying to do a crane tie and using soft slings on sharp edges and all that there. It's among other practices, have to be reined in, obviously, but... Yeah.
I heard they're struggling a bit to farm workers because there's a bit going on now. No one wants to work for a shit car to do that.
Leaving in droves, mate. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. But it's just sad that a worker can be killed.
Yep.
Crane company gets fined $400,000. Hmm. There's a structural failure of a job and they get fined $400,000.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And how long ago was that, if you want to adjust for inflation and all that sort of shit?
I reckon 5 years ago.
It's probably less. It's just disgusting. That's when people say you can't put a price on safety, these people are doing that.
That's right.
You know what I mean? That's why we're here, you know?
Which is sad.
It is sad.
Well, we've got a good news story too. Interspan.
Yes.
Is it Interspan?
Yeah.
They sold up and gave every one of their workers a bit of a dividend. You know, the longer you were there, the more you got. So how good's that? Give them back to their workers that actually helped build the company.
Yeah. And so they sold to, it's an overseas investment mom had bought them. And he set up a pool with the dividends from the funds, from his profits, and he distributed it between all the workers. So if you were there for X amount of years, you got more, obviously, still.
Bit of pro rata.
Tell you what, that's better.
Mate, you don't hear that anymore.
Nah, you know what? Credit where credit's due, you know what I mean? I don't know what the guy's name is, but
he's a good boss.
I'll give you a pat on the back.
Yeah. That's right.
Not many of them get him. You know what I mean? But I was talking to someone else, talking about all these banks and all this shit, and people were talking about, you know, us being in administration and shit like that there. And then the banks caught again. Eight lenders were investigated for, obviously...
Offset accounts.
Offset accounts and all that there. Three of them were the big four banks.
Yeah.
Again.
Not passing on the interest rate.
Not passing on interest rates. And... it's basically costing the consumer more money. So you're ripping them off. They're paying fines and all this shit.
Out the banks.
They just pay a fine. You know what I mean? When they're caught of doing wrongdoing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Should be paid.
I'd love to see Anthony Albanese go put one of these banks in administration.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Put someone in there and go through all
dealing with cartels and charging dead people or just,
you know what I mean? Money laundering through the, you know?
Yeah.
I'd love to see them and put someone in there and find all the skeletons in their closets.
Got a bit of another good news story. Island Brown apparently doing good things in Geelong, I've heard.
Oh, wow. Good. Grouse.
They're doing all right down Frankston too, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're coming along.
Lovely.
Our brother Jacko down there is doing a tremendous job with the boys.
Yep.
Yeah. They're not doing too hot down Paran from what I'm hearing.
We'll get him on the
floor. Jordy's pulling him in the line. Jordy or Shop, he's pulling him in the line.
We better go into Scallywags. Conrock.
It's hard to beat.
Chewing silica dust like vitamins.
Conrock Cowboys.
The concrete doctor would say.
Clark Cranes.
Clark Cranes. Just for being Clark Cranes.
Yep. CPB, BMD.
Yep.
For learning speed cameras on the job.
Speed cameras.
Ishona, Brunei Station.
Yep. For everything.
People working in the rent.
So who are we going to go with there?
I'd go... Clark Cranes.
Let's go. All on Scallywag.
Suki.
Capital is sucking up a little bit. They want RDOs and everything because they got a shit demo mob in at the start of the job, so now it's everybody else's fault. Yeah, the job's behind. You know, you get what you pay for.
100%.
Exactly right, used them twice. They fucked up a job before, and then they got them to do another one.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
From capital in there.
Yeah. 100%. Oh, the banks, they're whinging because they're fine.
What's that to them?
I know, exactly right.
The fine should go to all the people they ripped off.
100%.
You know? It should be shared amongst them.
You'd have a few offset accounts, wouldn't you?
I wish it did, man.
I wouldn't even know how to spell it.
I reckon we'll go with capital.
Yeah, capital. Suki Dallas.
All right. And we'll go out the same old way. Dare to struggle.
Dare to win.
If you don't fight, you lose. It's good morning from the Concrete Gang.
What the? You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.